All right, this is the newbie bloggers group, and we're talking about how to create your blog and then how to monetize your blog. So today it's all about monetizing. We go through several topics whenever we get into the mastermind. We talk about how to choose your blog name, how to get on the right platform, how to customize it, how to write and publish and promote and all those things. But in June, we're talking about monetizing, and then we start over in July and we start from the top. So if you haven't launched yet, I know Sally's launched. Ruth, I know you're working on launching the blog, but it's not like we don't have anything else to do. We were just having that discussion of all the stuff that we have coming. And so sometimes life gets a little busy, so it's kind of hard to maybe do all that. But once you get launched and get your platform out there, and then it's just a matter of just being consistent and just getting your blog out there on either weekly or biweekly, or how, whatever your decision is on how often you think you can actually contribute to your blog post. And of course, in the section we talk about writing and publishing, we go through all the options and how you've got a lot of free resources and easy resources like PLR and some of those things. So I'm going to share my screen with you, and of course, it goes right over my, let's see if I can get that to disappear. Oh, here's Debbie. Let's let Debbie in. And I want to, the bar that says I'm sharing goes right over the top of my, this is a new computer, so I have to figure out how to minimize my computer here a little bit so that I can see everything. Because the first,
morning, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. Can you hear us okay?
There I am. Good morning.
There you are. Yes, welcome. I'm sharing my screen, but then when it comes up to sharing my screen, I can't see my bar at the top because I've got a brand new computer. So if it'll let me see if it'll let me go to the link tree, but it won't let me go to my website. Well, let's see if I can just add another. I'll just add another one on the end there.
Actually wrote a blog yesterday.
For Did
the first
you?
Time in a while. Yes. It's about the Myrtle Beach trip.
Oh, good. Good.
I teased about the train trip, our honeymoon train trip.
But very nice. Now, did you already publish? Can I find it out there?
No, I haven't published yet.
Okay. Because usually it kind of comes through my feed on Facebook or something. I
right.
see it.
Yeah.
So I'll watch for it. So again, you all have seen my website a million times, but my computer hasn't been working. I now have a new computer. I'm so excited. So now I have to figure out how to use it. But anyway, this is my homepage. It's set up like a funnel. And as you scroll down, it will have my system here on, you know, you get the strategy call, the meetups, the courses, the masterminds, the coaching, the freestyle living trips, and then that you become part of the freestyle living tribe. And it's to design your path to freestyle living. So it shows the path to go around to get there. And again, every step of the way, I've got my schedule your free strategy session, which is my freebie. And that's how I capture, their email, because as soon as they click on that, it takes them to Calendly, and Calendly makes them register with their email. So that's a way that I'm capturing emails for blog posts or whatever my products are. And then I go through my products, and of course, it's the free meetup, the course, and then the mastermind, and each one set up the same way, meetup, course, mastermind, all the way down. So you go through all of the products, and here we are today. We're in the mastermind right here, and I'm going to show you the course right here. But as you come all the way through, then it goes into my one-on-one coaching. And again, all the way down, I'm collecting those emails. And here's the tribe trips. And here's our South Florida. That's where, if you click on that, Ruth, for you, if you had that on your website, if you click on that, it takes you right to Wendy's registration page. Mm-hmm. So I'm promoting Wendy right here on my website. And then our next tribe trip here is more local for Sally and Debbie. If you're interested, we are meeting as a group. We're going to do lawn chairs at the Lancaster Festival for Lady A. So that'll be a fun time. And again, all the way down, I'm collecting those emails. And then it talks a little bit about me, just to give some empathy to my readers, to show that I care about them and for them to get to know me a little better. And another way to collect those emails is, here's a free ebook. This came right off of PLR, by the way. I even kept the same cover. And so if you say, yes, I want the free ebook, As soon as you click on that, it takes you over to my Teachable platform, and Teachable makes them give their email before they get the link to download this ebook. So again, that's another way that I am collecting those emails. Then we've got our speakers, coaches, guest cabinet, and there's a listing, or you can get listed. So you can either see all the speakers that are there, or you can get listed as a speaker. And then of course my famous calendar of events, which is the easy way to connect. And then the podcast, I've got a little bit more about me. I try to make it heart-centered. And again, it's all growing that know, like, and trust. And then it goes right into, and again, right here, free strategy, getting that email. And then it goes into my blog. And it's right on my homepage. Now, what I'm missing on my homepage, and we talked about it this morning in our Clubhouse call, is the book that I'm in the co-author project with. I do not have the link to the book. I don't have it on my website yet. I don't have it on my link tree yet. It's on my to-do list. But I have a full house coming in. So as soon as I'm done with this call today, I'm flipping rooms. So you all get it. It's, you know, life sometimes gets busy. So the point is I want to put the link there because we are in the pre-sale stages right now for 99 cents on that ebook or on the book that I'm co-authoring. And you get a link for a downloadable ebook as soon as it publishes. And it's going to be published. It's at the editor now. So it's going to publish September 6th. It'll be on Amazon, but for now it's a pre-sale on any Apple. It's through Apple Books. So I need to add that, but this is the blog. And so you can see where as folks are scrolling down my homepage, they do come to the blog and I kind of try to enter the conversation in their head. You know, are you wondering how to start? Because again, remember I'm talking all about freestyle living and passive income. And so as they're scrolling down my page and they're seeing, you know, the real estate, the short term, the long term, the writing, the blogging, the, you know, all the different courses, you know, they're by the time they get down here, they're like, I don't know where to start. So it says, do you want to read some blogs to help you get started? Are you wondering how to start? Have you wondered where to get ideas? Are you looking for inexpensive solutions? Do you dream of financial freedom? You see how I hit four hot buttons there? Mm-hmm. Those are the four hot buttons that people might be thinking, like, I don't know how to start. Where do you get your ideas? I can't afford to put a bunch of money into starting a blog. And boy, do I wish I had the funds that I could just do what I wanted to do and I want to write. So I've tried to hit the four hot buttons, you know, the big things that might keep someone from blogging. And of course, I just love this picture. This was one that I bought because I loved it so much. I would really like to know her, whoever that little girl is. I love that picture. Doesn't that look like freestyle living to you? It does to me. Yeah. And so again, then I wanted to tie in my blog post, I wanted to tie in all the things that make all of my products and services come together. And early on, I almost eliminated the health lane because it really didn't fit with passive income. And for those of you that have followed me, you know that I lost my best partner, Stephanie Jenkins. She was a realtor and she and I, we co-modded the whole Happy House Hunters mastermind together. And I lost her a little over a year ago. And she's the one that said, don't you dare give up that piece. And so I really thought about it and I thought, you know what? Health definitely comes before wealth, because if you're sick and you can't do any, what good is a bank full of money if you can't get yourself out of bed to enjoy anything? So your health is a huge part of passive income. And so then I had to figure out how was I going to tie that together? And I found this quote. And so of course I actually printed it just the way the Dalai Lama said it. So if you're trying to tie some products together, a good way to do that is to find somebody that everybody knows that has made a quote or made a statement or has a story that ties it together. And it's not just you saying it goes together. It's somebody bigger than you saying that it goes together. Somebody ahead of you saying it goes together. And so I chose this Dalai Lama quote, and I quoted it and I gave him credit. I took it right off the internet just the way he said it. And it ties all of my products together beautifully. And then I learned this from Mike Kim. For those of you that know Mike Kim, he said, when you're talking and you want to have a heart-centered community, he said, think about what breaks your heart, and his words, not mine, and what pisses you off. Think about what breaks your heart and what pisses you off. Well, for me, I lighten up the phrase a little bit. It's what breaks my heart and what makes me angry. And so I added that right here when you're reading about me, because what it does is when you show that kind of passion toward whatever your products or services are, your tribe starts to get attracted to you. Don't you really like somebody that's passionate about what they're doing? If they seem kind of ho-ho about it, then you're thinking, well, how good is this if they're just kind of mediocre about it? When somebody is really passionate about something, it kind of makes you pay attention, because it kind of makes you stop in your tracks and think, wow, why are they so, you know, heated up about something, or why are they so excited about something, or it's whatever that emotion is. But it's when they are passionate is when you feel like you want to connect to their message. And so that's where I put right in here that it breaks. And see, this is my quote. See, so now I'm putting quotes that this is me. It breaks my heart to see would-be entrepreneurs and would-be side hustlers with amazing skills choose to stay in toxic jobs with mandatory hours that affect their health. You see how I tied it together, the passive income and the health? They seem to lack the confidence, and they seem to have a fear of leaving the security of the corporate world. They struggle with finding the time to create a side hustle that could grow into a full-time gig as a way to be financially independent. It seems they also struggle to find the thing that they feel passionate about. Then that was me when I started, blah, 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 blah. So, again, I put in there what breaks my heart, see, because that shows my passion for it. And then you can click right over to the blog to help you get started. And again, right there is that schedule your free strategy session to capture that email. And from there, it goes into my giving back and some testimonials from all of you gals, right on down to my certifications at the bottom, certifications at the bottom. Because if you lead with certifications, and I see some folks doing that, your readers are going to go, well, good for her. Glad she's got all those certifications. Because it doesn't, they want to know what's in it for me. Your reader wants to know what can they gain from your products and services? Not what you gain, but what they gain. And so you want to show that you've got those certifications, but I put that at the bottom. And it just speaks volumes by flipping that around and putting all of your certifications at the bottom. So I'm scrolling back up to the blog again. Here's the blog section on my homepage. And when I click on the articles to get you started, what it does is it takes you right over to my actual blog. And those of you that have been with me a while know that my website is on Vista and my blog is on HostGator. And so all I did is I highlighted this URL right here, and I copied and pasted it under the button over on the VistaPrint. So when you click the button, it takes you right to this URL. So, but I chose the same colors. I even went into the color on the website and highlighted the numbers, the actual code color number, so that when I came over here, this is the exact same red, because I wanted folks to think they just went to another page and not to another whole website. But now that I've done it, I kind of like it, because now I can advertise just this URL. Some folks will say, in some of the Facebook groups I'm in, they'll say, hey, post your blog, share your blog. You know, we're not selling anything. We're just sharing our blog. And I can share this URL right here, because if I put in kathybinner.com, my sales home sales page comes up and it looks like I'm trying to sell something. And if I say, well, click kathybinner.com and scroll down to the blog, it, you know, it looks like I'm forcing people to look at all of my sales stuff before they get to the blog. So this is a nice subtle way, by having a separate URL, that I can put this in a lot of Facebook and Instagram groups. And then what I do, whenever you click on any of the blog posts that I did, then what I do is, it's a soft sale, because now my links are here at the bottom of the actual article or blog post. They don't have to scroll past my sales items to get to the blog. They have to scroll through the blog to get to my sales items. See, it just allowed me to flip it by having a separate URL. Now, what you might be able to do, and it depends on your website, it could be, once you open, if you had a whole separate page on your actual page on your website as your blog, you might be able to post that URL of just that page. So when folks click on it, it takes them straight to your blog, and they don't go through all your other products and services to get to your blog. And that could be your separate URL. Now, this is HostGator. And the reason I chose HostGator was, I'll be honest, it was for the price. It was totally for the price. But what it did, it's a nice layout. It gives me three pages, which is all you need for a blog, is your home page, your about me or work with me page, and then how to connect with you. And what happens on this plugin that HostGator already put together, it shows your last three posts, and then it gives you all the tags that people can search for, all types of topics, and they can pull up any topic in your blog. And now this one does have a little pop-up, which in Clubhouse this morning we were chatting, my Vista website does not have a pop-up to get an email address. And if it weren't me, since I'm checked in and they know this is my blog, it's not popping up. But if you went to freestyleliving.net, a little pop-up would come up here underneath of all the tags that would say, do you want to join our mailing list? And it's a place where then I could also collect those email addresses for a mailing list. So it's important that you have a site where you're going to house all of your blogs. These are all the blogs I've done. Look at all these. Isn't that great? When you start and you only have three or four, you're thinking, oh, am I really a blogger? But after a couple of years, if you're just consistent enough, you are definitely a blogger. So I love all that. And again, I want to show you my link tree. It won't let me see underneath up here, so I have to type it in again and see if it will let me. Where's my link tree? I'm already signed in. I don't want to sign up. That's an ad. Well, maybe it'll let me go to it up here. I don't know. Let me see if I can find my link tree. There it is. Okay, so this is my link tree, and this is the back of the house. I really like link tree. Here's what it looks like right here once people see it. And I can click on it and show it to you a little better. But here's what it looks like right here on somebody's cell phone. Is everybody using link tree, by the way? Yes or no? Yes, Ruth is? Nope. I love it because it's so easy. Once you open up your link tree, you can add a new link. So here's where I need to go in and add a link for the book, you know, that I'm co-author. And then when you go, well, where do I want to put it? You just put the little hand over here on the three dots, and you can move this up and down and put it wherever you want it in the row. Mm-hmm. So you can rearrange what order you want these in very easily. But here's what I like. Complimentary. Here's my Connect strategy call. I've been using Linktree for my business card. Whenever I meet somebody at a networking group and they go, oh, do you have a card? I go, oh, let me, what's your phone number? I'll text you my Linktree. They're like, okay. So now I've got their phone number and I've got their contact information and they have my Linktree. And right here, complimentary, that's the first thing. And I put it under a heading called Talk to Kathy. Complimentary 30-minute Connect strategy session. Look at this, 22 people clicked on it in the last 7 days. Now, here is donate or apply to the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative. This was the gal I was telling you about that passed away, and I created a nonprofit in her name, the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, where we give away a scholarship for folks that are taking their real estate test. Well, I want to enlarge that because I would love to give a scholarship at the end of each one of my lanes. And so I want to enlarge that whole initiative and make it something bigger. 8 people have clicked on that in the last 7 days. And then I have join an event. Yes, Ruth, you're on mute.
Can't hear me when I'm on mute?
Yep, no, I can.
The way I'm looking at your link tree is you have like a topic over each of them, which is a separate entity.
Yes.
Am I reading that right?
Yes, you can see it here. This is how it looks when it comes out on the cell phone.
Okay.
It says talk to Kathy and then the link, and then donate or apply and then the link.
Okay.
And what it does, it just, again, I try to make it simplified because sometimes your links don't say what they mean. The link goes to where you want it to go, but to a stranger reading the link, they wouldn't know that. So I like to say, join an event. And then, see, it's my calendar. 42 clicks on the calendar. Now, learn more about Kathy. Now, you can see I've got several links under the learn more about Kathy. I have the website, the academy, the one-on-one coaching, and the join us in South Florida, and the ebook. And then my speakers page, which is about me, if somebody wanted me to be a speaker, and then my podcast and my blog, you see? So those are all the ways that they can learn about Kathy. You see that? Mm-hmm. And so 16 clicks, 13 clicks, 13 clicks, 15 clicks, 11 clicks, 19 clicks, 21 clicks, and my blog, 10 clicks. So you can see where folks are clicking through. Yes, Debbie.
When you, or if you scroll back up to where I believe you said you have an about me, correct?
It just says learn more about Kathy.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, so what that is the breakdowns that you have listed below that, or is that, say your, when you've created an about me, you've used it on several different of your website or the places. So is that where you would like copy and paste and put it there?
You could. Okay. If you wanted to do a work with me, you could actually copy and paste the URL right to your work with me page.
Okay.
You could do that.
And the join my event. That would be like if, say, you're on Facebook or LinkedIn and say you were going to do a Zoom class.
Yes.
You could, and you put your link tree, but you would say scroll down to join my event and you know.
If you only had a couple of events, you could actually put your event right there with the link. Oh. Directly to your event. But because I have so many in a month, because I'm doing 4 to 5 a week, I put my calendar there.
Oh.
Because I wanted to make it simplified. I didn't want my link tree to be so convoluted that it looked like another website. I mean, mm-hmm. Why not just send them to the website? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to try to shrink the information down and again, just hit the hot points. And so that way, if they want to join an event, if they click on this tab, it'll take them right to my calendar page.
So, and your, the calendar page that you're showing actually, for you, it shows everything. Whereas for like myself, and I would put on there the calendar for the month, but I could have the same event at 4 different times, like one each week, and sure. I would list it on there.
You could. For example, right now, your only event that I know of is your Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. You could actually put join my event and put your meetup link right there.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, referring back to last Monday's where, you know, the Build a Better Business, we were talking about, you know, creating events And for myself, I could do mm-hmm. a overview for Melaleuca, stuff like that.
Yes.
And I can
yes.
schedule it. Oh, this would be so easy. This just...
And this becomes your business card, because yeah. I find I even quit carrying business cards because people take them, they throw them away, they get tossed in a pile. I know mine do. I have good intentions. But by the time I get back from a networking event, half the time I look at the cards and I'm like, now, who was that person and what did they do?
Yeah.
Especially if they haven't been through a class and it's not clear on their card what they even do, you know. And back to naming things, whether you're naming your blog, naming your business, naming whatever, salons are the worst. And of course, that's my background. Cliché le change. And everybody's like, huh? Well, it means positive change in French, you know? And so I'm like, what is that? What is it, a counseling service? Is it a, you know, what is that? Positive change. What is that?
Well, you know, when, I'm sorry, didn't mean to interrupt, but to your business cards, like when you go to events, I had gotten in the habit of always, what did they wear, or, you know, something that would be so one or two words to help me remember. And mm-hmm. I was going through my business cards, and what was amazing is how many of those I had written on it, and the person immediately came to my mind, who they were and what they looked like, because, you know, just writing those few little things and yeah. you know what event you got it at, you can remember. And but it's like, now I don't do business cards. It's ridiculous, you know. Everybody talks about it.
Yeah, it's very time consuming, and this becomes an interactive business card, because once they have this, you know, one of the first, they can join an event. They can click up here for a strategy call. They can donate to the initiative, you know, so it's an interactive business card. And so we had a salon, they named themselves Carpe Diem. And they came into a space that I had rented as a salon. And then when I told all my staff, I said, we're only going to be here 2 years. I said, we're going to buy our own building. Because again, that was the plan, was to create passive income. And I said, we're going to buy our own building. And so we're only going to rent this space for 2 years. So we had been there for 2 years and everybody knew we were a salon. So when I bought my building and moved, another salon decided they were going to come in on my coattails, and maybe some customers that didn't get the message would show up at their door. And so they named the salon Carpe Diem. Well, my customers would come in and they'd go, did a carpet store go in after you? Because the name of the salon was Carpe Diem, seize the day. Now, how would you know by that name that it's a salon? So that is my whole point. When you're naming your blog and when you're naming, you know, your website, or you're naming your business, make sure that it's clear what it is that you do. Because I get so many business cards that by the time I get back to my office and look at the name of the company, I don't remember what they do. I don't know whether it's an attorney's office or an engineering firm. You know, it's Jones and Associates. Well, what is that? And so just kind of remember that as your marketing, to always put either in your name or in the tagline right under your name what it is that you actually do, what the point is, what your purpose is. Okay. So anyway, you get down through to learn more about me, and there's always to do that. And then it says be a speaker or need a speaker. And there's where I've got the speaker information clear at the bottom. So, and Debbie, this is a good resource for you when you're getting speakers for your Fireside Chat. So anyway, that shows how Linktree works. And so I am excited. See here at the top, experience freestyle living. And it says teaching and coaching you how to be healthy and then how to create passive income. You see how I made that short and sweet with exactly the transition that they're going to get if they connect with me.
Ruth has a question.
Yes, go ahead. Oh, you're on mute again.
Put myself on mute because there's a little bit of noise around here today. I'm changing subject, so make sure you're done with this one.
Oh, no, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll get two things, and I'll try to make them short so we don't take up that much time. But one is, I encourage you ladies to go ahead and get that book, because it is only 99 cents and it's not going to stay 99 cents for more than probably another week. So Kathy, send out
my link up there. Yes.
Yeah, send out the link. Okay. And I've already ordered mine.
So I can
say that, but yeah, I mean, it's an ebook, but 99 cents is cheap. So get it. Let's back. And then the other one with that speaker's cabinet. Is it clear, like if I would go in there, that I would know how to edit mine? Because I've got a lot more clarification on what my sweet spot is since I did that.
No, because I am using Vistaprint, and you'll understand this since you're a WordPress gal. Send me your edits and I'll update it.
Okay.
But you see here, I had 18 people wanted to join and 12 looked for speakers.
Okay.
So we're getting some mileage. And again, every networking group I go to, I give them my Linktree as my business card.
That's all my questions.
Yes, go ahead.
That's all of my questions. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm passing the mic back to you.
Okay. And Debbie, to your point, when I'm at a networking event and let's say, you know, Susie Smith walks up to me and she was like, oh, how can we connect? I go, oh, what is your phone number? I'll send you my information. And so I have my cell phone out. She just tells me her number. I punch it in right in front of her and put my Linktree link in there and hit send. And so within just a second or two, she's got this entire list that I'm showing you. And it looks like this. She's got, this comes up on her phone just like that. Well, now I have her phone number already in my contacts because I just put it into my text. So now I save it. I put her name on it. And under notes is where you can type your identifiers to help remember where you met her and all of that. And it's already in your phone. So now you don't come home, throw the business card down, the dog's barking, the kids need fed, the husband's got questions. Next thing you know, a month goes by. And by the time you sit down and pick up that stack of business cards, you're like, who was that? What was my connection with her? You're doing it on the spot. And the more that you do immediately, the less work you have later on and the more productive you are. Because now if you get into the habit of always putting right on the name itself, where you put in, you know, the Susie Smith name, I put in parentheses where I met her right on her last name line. So now I can search by that event. And everyone I met at that event comes up on my phone. So when you go to search for a name, I search for the name of the event because I've been saving all of these contacts on the same line as their last name. In parentheses, I put what event I met them at.
You know, I put a note as to that at the end of their name, like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I did not know I could search that way for them all.
Yes, because you can search by name. So just search by the name of that event and everyone that you tagged with that same event. Like if I'm at the Igniting Souls Conference 22, I'll put the initials, you know, the Igniting Souls Conference, ISC 22. And I'll just put ISC 22 at the end of all the names of the people that I actually talked to. Well, because I know that a lot of those folks at the Igniting Souls Conference are going to be authors because that's the tribe that Carrie attracts. When I'm ready to book speakers for my Ohio Writers Guild, I just go to my phone and search for Igniting, you know, the ISC 21 or ISC 22, whatever conference, and all of those names come up. And then I can just send them out a little text saying, hey, met you at the conference. And they're just so impressed that I remembered them. I can even put the table number if I want, you know, how there's table numbers. And so they're just so impressed. And it's kind of a form letter, so to speak, because, you know, I can say something like, I really enjoyed our conversation, or I really enjoyed meeting you, you know, at the ISC 21 conference at table 8. And so then you can go on with your message and they really feel like you made a connection and you feel like you made a connection. Cause sometimes that's the only little reminder you need like you said, and it really brings back the visual, like, yeah, I do remember meeting her. So anyway, so good, some good points there. But what I like is the analytics, and up here, it's new. The analytics here are new for a Linktree. And I like these analytics that you can see that you're actually making a difference. You're making an impact. Because remember, the whole point of what we're doing is for financial reasons, but it's also to impact our world. It's to make a difference in the world. It's to leave that legacy. And see, and this shows the impact that you're making. Is that helpful to everybody? Okay, so again, when you scroll down, learn more about me, I've got, you know, the website, which if they scroll down the website, they'll come to the blog. I've got the academy. I've got the one-on-one coaching. I've got the trips. I've got the ebook. And then I've got my speakers page. And then they can go to the podcast and then they can go to the blog. See, so I put it right here because again, this is marketing. I did not over, and let me make a point. I did not overload my Linktree with products and services. I led with marketing. I led with podcasts and blogs and offering myself as a speaker and an ebook for free and joining us for a trip. I didn't say, buy this course, join this mastermind. Now, what I did is I did the one-on-one coaching just to let them know that's available because that seems that kind of gets buried in my website. But the rest of it, I just have under the website. If they say, I want to learn more about what Kathy does, what does she actually do? I mean, we see what it says here, experience, freestyle living, teaching and coaching. Okay, so I know she teaches, so there's got to be some courses somewhere and coaching. I see that over here on the list. And then I teach and coach you how to be healthy and then how to create passive income. So they might go, well, how does she do passive income? I don't see anything about it over here. So that would lead them then to click on the website and go, I'm going to go to her website and see what she's all about. So is this helpful for everybody? A good way for people to get to know you better? Because again, your goal on the front end is for people to get to know, like, and trust you. That is your goal on the front end. Your goal on the back end is to make an impact. Your goal on the front end is for them to get to know, like, and trust you, because until they do, they're not going to connect with you. Until they know that you care about them, they're not really going to connect with you. So you can tailor this however you want. I just wanted to show you this as an example. Mm-hmm. And you can add as many links as you want here. And like I said, you can rearrange them here by just clicking on the three little dots and holding your cursor down. You can rearrange them in whatever order. So if you add a new one, I don't know if it pops it at the top or at the bottom, but once you add the new link, then you go to it and put it in the order that you want it to be in on the link tree. But anyhow, that's what it looks like. So when you click on it, when it comes up, this is what they get. This is what it actually looks like to them. So you could put it on your website. You could, so if they open it on your website or if you send it to them in a text, this is what pops up on their end. You can put, you know, a picture of you at the top and, you know, and then it just, this is what they get. And so as soon as you cursor over it, see how it pops a little bit and it lets them know there's a link there, but it really presents well. And Sally, if you're doing PowerPoints, this is a great ending for a PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see how nice it looks. And on a PowerPoint, you could just leave it up there for a minute. But I did these headings. You see how it separates it out a little bit better? I just did that so it didn't look so busy.
Yeah.
And because I talk about creating a heart-centered community, I put a heart in front of each one. Again, we learned that if you want to have a heart-centered community or a heart-centered event, if you actually use a heart in some fashion, it actually kind of says that to your reader. And so I did that and I made it, you know, the heart is perfect color for me. So because my colors are that red. So anyway, so that's what it looks like to everybody. And each one, see, it picks up whatever. Remember my little girl picture for the blog? It picked it up right here. Mm. And this is my podcast picture, my media kit picture. There's my free ebook. Remember I said I even took the cover off of PLR, used the whole cover, and it picks up the picture right off of the website. Okay.
Did your ebook, isn't PLR with like coins or something to
credits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the ebook that probably cost you credits, right?
It did, yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I haven't signed into PLR on my new computer, so I don't know if it'll recognize me or whether I have to go look up my username or password. Sometimes it recognizes me and sometimes it doesn't. So let's see if it does. Did it let me?
Yep, there it is.
Aha. I had to move our names off. So I still have 98 credits. Can you still see that?
Yeah.
So I have 98 credits here. And when I search, and sometimes if I scroll down, I can see, like here is, this is an entire package. Some of these at the top are entire packages. So it takes 10 credits and it shows you right here how many credits. And you can buy credits if you're out of credits. But when you sign up through me, which I don't know who has or who hasn't, I could go look, but I give you 10 free credits when you sign up through me. And then you can buy more credits as you need them. And so every time somebody signs up, and this is what I get out of an affiliate link with PLR. Every time somebody signs up under me, they get 10 free credits and I get 10 free credits. And so because I use PLR, I want folks to sign up under me because it's a win-win. They get credits and I get credits. And so that's the whole point. Now, here is an ebook called The Modern Workplace, How to Lead a Team Remotely. It's worth 10 credits. But when you download this, you get the entire book, the cover and everything. Okay.
That's cool.
And so what it is when you scroll.
Oh, there's Steve Moore.
And those are events coming up and PLR. These are some. So let's go up here. And so let's say you wanted to write an article for your homesteading. And so I put in the word gardening because I think that might be more common than homesteading. But you could change the word gardening over to homesteading. Mm-hmm. And see, now these are the bundles. See, here is a happiness, joy, and contentment bundle. You get 107 products for 86 credits.
Wow.
Here is a dating and relationship bundle. If you were if you're a relationship coach, here is 144 products for 151 credits.
Hmm.
Okay. So they have bundles, but I put in gardening. So now we go down here is, here is an article, 9 tips to get fit while gardening. And it's 1 credit. And it is an article or a blog post. It tells you right there what it is, an article or a blog post. It says that right under. Now, this is an affirmation reflection. So it's just going to be like a little card that you can post that has affirmations on it. And it's worth 1 credit. So when you search here, make sure you read. See your affirmation. You see where I'm finding that? Here's another article blog. So when I'm looking here to do my blog, I look for ones that says article and blog, because that means it's going to be the right format for me. Now here is article, retire sooner with these strategies, 1 credit. Fun ways to burn calories, 1 credit.
Hmm.
Okay.
Thanks. Helpful.
And yes. So I don't know if I just put in ebooks, if it will give me all the ebooks. I'm not sure if it'll do that. Yeah, it does. It pops up. See, here's all kinds of ebook when I put in ebooks. So if you want to put a free ebook on your website, and see, here's a whole bunch of bundles. They always put the bundles across the top. See, ebook, 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 ebook. These are a bunch of ebooks. Ebook, ebook. So what you could do, and see here, 10 credit. It looks like the common is 10 credits for an ebook. And so go through the ebooks, and you can actually use the cover, and you know, you can make it yours. You can go in and update, change anything you want to make it yours.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
But just look right here at the bottom. It'll tell the topic, and then it'll tell what it is. See, here is making money, reports, and ebooks. So how to stay home with the kids and still make money. That would be a great ebook for me, because I talk about working from home and passive income. So that would make a great ebook for me. It's 10 credits. Here's one, confidence, self-esteem, and it's an ebook. And here's one on business and marketing, and it's an ebook. Here's natural health and safety, and it's an ebook. See, so you can go through and find out God's remedy for anxiety. It's an ebook. So you can go through and just and look at this. Look how many pages of ebooks. It just goes on and on. So you can go through, and it looks like 10 credits is the magic number of credits for an ebook. I didn't remember what I paid when I did my ebook, but you could write, you know, an ebook a quarter. You could start, you could have on your website or on your blog post, you could have a whole page of nothing but ebooks, and you can charge for those. And just like the one that I'm co-authoring is 99 cents, you can have a whole library of ebooks on your website or on your blog site for 99 cents a piece. And people would buy those.
Yeah. And I noticed that a lot of people will buy them and just download them and put them on their computer to save for later.
Mm-hmm. So my point is that you can use PLR a lot of different ways. Now, one of the things this is so easy. And Ruth, you'll attest to this. A friend of ours, Wendy, that we connect with, she has created a journal, and she sells it. Now, don't quote me, Ruth, is $37. Does that sound right? 37, 47, something like that. 27, something with a seven. Anyhow, Wendy sells her journal. Well, look at this. Here is, you get 49 products, 74 products, 55 products. You're talking some credits there, but you get a whole, a whole section of material. But here is, articles and blog posts about journals, articles and blog posts. Here is a whole coaching workshop. You can actually buy an entire coaching workshop for 10 credits. So anyhow, you can get all into all of this and then go over to Canva and make a journal. And you can then pop that journal, electronic version, onto your website with maybe a free ebook or blog post about it, and sell the journal. And you can get those articles right here on PLR to do an ebook or a blog post, and then make a journal. You could sell it as a package. You could say, buy this ebook, for $37 and get a free journal. Or you can say, buy the journal for $37 or $27 and get the free ebook. You could do it either direction. Again, like the one phrase on my website that says, the tools and the technology is there today that we all can make tons of money if we want to. Tons if we want to. It depends on how much work you want to put in, and you can do it right from your office at your computer, and it can be a whole side. It can be a side gig to your side gig.
So, Kathy, using Sally for an example, she could do this PLR with post about traveling, places of interest, places you go, what you love, and that. And then she could sell the journal that
she could create a travel journal. She could create a whole travel journal that has, you know, inspirational quotes at the top of each page or something.
Yes, and I've seen those, and they're okay. I got it.
So it's however creative you want to be. You could, you know, you could be as creative as you want, but journaling is huge business, and and people want to buy pretty journals, and you can create a nice, pretty digital journal right on Canva, and folks can download it, and you have no printing costs because they're printing it at their house instead of you printing it at your house.
It's a very good idea.
Yeah. What would it cost you? 10 credits. I mean, really, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm. And Canva, if you've got the free version, it doesn't even cost you anything on Canva to make the journal. So your only thing you're getting off of PLR would be your ebook or your, you know, the download to market the journal. If you even wanted to come to PLR to do that, if you're very creative, you could write your own, you know. But there's tons and tons of material here, tons of material. So take the time to look through it. Tons of material. So I hope I've given you some great ideas. You can take the article, you can turn that into your blog post. You can then have your product right there, right on your blog post to sell. Now, that's where I'm headed on my website is I already have my resource page on my website so that folks can buy some products. But where I'm headed, and so we call it the Frankenstein model when your base platform doesn't do everything you want it to do, or you're like maybe Debbie, where you've got an MLM that supplies you kind of with a website, so you can't really go in and change it up because it's uniform across company standards, but you want to add some stuff. So then you go with a different one. So for me, this is my VistaPrint, but if I go to my resource page and let that pull up, when I go to my resource page right now, see, again, I'm capturing their email right away. Schedule your free strategy session. You can do anything for your free. It could be get my free ebook. You could put it right there and capture their email when they download the free ebook. But here is the 6 F's of real estate. I know it's hard to find all the right forms, sample Craigslist ad, public record sites, sample lease agreements, sample pest addendum, sample walkthrough. You see how I'm entering the conversation in their heads for people that are into rentals? Look right here. I made these on Canva. I'm selling them for $10 a piece. A sample open house checklist. I typed it up on my Word document and I'm selling it for $10 a piece. Public record sites. This is just a list of URLs where they can do background checks for free. I'm selling a list that they could Google and find themselves on Google. They're paying me $10 to give them the list of URLs. Mm-hmm. Lease agreements, pest and pet addendums, walkthrough checklist, a package, you get all the forms for $50. I can't see the number of these I've sold. I made them on Canva.
So if I'm hearing you right, like you just said, you created all of these on Canva, put it together, and put it on here.
On my website. Under my resources up here.
What did you call that where you get money and from here and here? Okay. I'm not saying that correctly.
I put it right here. Some resources contain affiliate links. I put it right on my website. Some resources contain affiliate links. So tools you can use right now, ways to grow your business easier, some resources contain affiliate links. So now I go past the ones that I made on Canva. Now it says the six F's of real estate syndicate real estate investing. So somebody says, well, I don't want to actually own the property. I just want to invest in real estate where somebody else owns it. So your invitation to invest with your first syndicate, add a substantial amount of investment income, make it totally passive, reinvest your dividends, be a part of a community of investors. And this is an affiliate link. So it, again, I picked up their logo, Invest Smarter, whether you're just beginning to look into real estate or you're accredited investor looking to add more diversification, start investing in real estate today. And my button says earn $25 in bonus shares. So if somebody clicks through, I get, because it's an affiliate link, I get $25, they get $25. That's what the company is doing to help promote the company. And again, I'm getting their email if they schedule a strategy session. Now, you see how this goes with my lanes. The ins and outs of opening a B&B guest house, Airbnb, VRBO, to help you get started. You see how I enter the conversation in their head. Your invitation to list your first property, add a substantial amount of income, make it active or passive, template for writing your listing, be a part of a community of hosts. And here's an affiliate link, Airbnb. And if they click through on my affiliate link, they earn $40 and I earn $40. That's what the affiliate link pays. Okay, does that make sense? And again, it's an American company, operates online marketplace for lodging, primarily homestays, and it's an easy way to add in extra income into your budget. And again, I'm collecting their email. Then build a better business. All you gals are in the build a better business. Look what I have here. How do I write and publish? What do I need to know as an author? Can I make money in just 15 minutes a day? What's the real secret to avoiding failure? Where can I get the best training? Guess what? My favorite writing training and tools, affiliate links, Vistaprint. And right here, free for 30 days, then as low as $375 per month. And you can get matching graphics for your business cards. A great solution for a click and build website. HostGator, $275, drag and drop. Author Academy, how to write a book, that's Carrie. We all know Carrie. Secure your free online seat for more information. Guess what? I have an affiliate link through Carrie. If anyone signs up to write a book under this link, I make $1,000. That's what he pays in affiliate commission. And it says, Carrie Oberbrunner shows you insider tips and tools. Author Wizards, remember Jim Edwards from the conference? In as little as 15 minutes a day. When you go to my Work With Me page, where I created my hero's journey, that is straight out of Author Wizards. And I've shown you that a couple of times. And PLR, and see right here. Get 10 free credits to start writing. And when you click through that link, I also get 10 free credits. And then free email content, StreamYard, Canva, all of those are affiliate links. And all along the way, schedule your free strategy session. So these are all products, electronic type products. Where I'm getting ready to add next is physical products. These are all electronic products. I'm getting ready to add physical products. Now, if I had a journal, my journal would be on this page. I could put it under blogging, like to help you get started blogging. Here's a journal, start writing down your thoughts. You know, I could do a whole article about turning a journal into a blog and then sell the journal. And so here's where you would go. Here's where I would send people over here to my resource page to find the journal. But I want to add a page, and I don't know if I'm going to add it on Shopify. I'm not sure what site, but again, like I said before, it's kind of a Frankenstein because I got Vistaprint for my website. I've got HostGator for the blog. And now if I add a Shopify, because Shopify has all the plugins that I need already there. Now, Ruth, you could do all of this on WordPress. But if I find a Shopify a free version or a $2 or $3 a month version on Shopify, I could actually do my products, my physical hard products, material products on Shopify. And so I'm thinking of adding hats and masks and water bottles and all of those things with my logo. And a certain number of people are going to buy that stuff. I bought it off of Carrie. Carrie started having shirts and remember and water bottles and stuff. I think I've got one of everything.
Yeah.
So you see where all of it becomes different streams of income and it all works together.
Yep.
Would it surprise you gals to know that I'm doing between $3,000 and $5,000 a month on my courses, my masterminds, my products, my resources, all of it combined, I'm generating between $3,000 and $5,000 a month. Can you believe that? And I just started in 2017. So 5 years. And I work a couple hours a day and I don't leave my desk. I do it right here from anywhere in the world. I just take my laptop with me.
Yeah, so, that's amazing.
And again, I'm not saying that to try to be somebody. I want to encourage you that you can do this rather easily. It's, you just have to get it out there. And this website, you girls have seen it. It has just kind of, morphed into what it is over time. And so here's my menu. At some point I will have, my material. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but I'll have an actual product instead of a resource page. I'll have an actual product page where you can, instead of getting resources to help you, it'll be stuff they can buy about me. Like they can buy my book, they can buy the water bottle, they can, you could even have, depending on if you put together some ebooks, you could even have a whole library of books to sell. So it's whatever you want to create. It's wherever, and again, I don't want to lead you my direction. I want you to go your direction. I want you to go where I just want to inspire you that you can create these products rather easily and definitely cheaply, if not free, and turn them into money makers. And this is how the millennials are making a living, by the way, folks. This is why all the millennials want, a flat above Starbucks, and they work on their computer a couple hours in the morning, and they spend their afternoon at Starbucks, and they spend their evenings at the microbrewery with all their friends. I told Mark, I said, oh my God, I'm a millennial.
All right, Kathy, here's a question. Excuse me. Okay. You've been doing this since 2017. Mm-hmm. And some of us are kind of becoming the steps that you have already taken. Mm-hmm. Now, we have some of us have many lanes, or at least two or three. Mm-hmm. Where would you, so just for an example, where would I start to accumulate or start getting an income from what I'm doing, starting, the 99 cents, where would I start?
If I were you, because this has been my path, if I were you, I would open up a Teachable account.
Okay.
And you get a free one for up to 10 students before you have to pay. Then once you pay, I'd have to look back at my bank account to see what I pay, but it's not cheap, but it's not horribly bad. I mean, I'm guessing like $297, $397 a year. I don't know, something like that.
But if you have enough students and having enough income coming in from that, it would pay for it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Which is why I went to the next level, because and maybe I can just see it here.
Bless you, Sally.
I missed it. Bless you.
Oh, I didn't sneeze. I was just blowing my nose. Sounded like a sneeze, though.
Okay, there you go.
Kathy, I'm going to have to go.
So. Oh, yes, it is after one. Yes, if you do. Yeah. I get it. Yes, thank you so much for being with us.
This is great.
Yeah. I'm going to look for your blog. I love having my computer because I can show you girls stuff again.
Kathy, I know you've got to go and flip rooms, so maybe we should just...
Well, here, I'll show you this. I'm on this one, the 249. I knew it was something like that.
Okay.
But here's the starter, then the pro trainer, and then, and you get a free trial. And the free trial is up to your first 10 students. And okay. Then once you get past 10 students, you have to make a decision on one of these three. And I went with this one, which is a good thing because I've got, because each one you're allowed so many students because I'm past these two already. So, but yeah. You can upgrade at any time. So you can go to the $24 one after 10. And then when you reach whatever that limit is, you can go to the next one. You can upgrade at any time. So anyway, the point is, if I were you, I would open a Teachable account, would be the number one thing I would do. Then I would start taking all of those recordings that you have already from Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, and I would put it over on the Teachable platform.
Oh.
I would create a little, it's kind of a holding spot to hold all of those, because Teachable already has all the plugins you need. It has the sign up, it has how to create a membership site if you wanted a membership site, where your folks join and pay, you know, $20 a month. And and by the way, mine is $25 for a mastermind. And at $25, if you wanted to make $3,000 a month and you divide that by $25, you need 120 students, period. And you're making $3,000 a month. 120 people total. And you're making $3,000 a month just on your membership site. And that's where a lot of my 3 to 5,000 comes from, my membership sites of the masterminds. So I like the mastermind model. Let me rephrase that. I like the membership model, but you have to make it worthwhile. You have to make the membership worthwhile. You have to bring value to the membership. And so you could use everything you have that has value. Your interviews on Fireside Chat have value. So add those to the membership. You're going to make some videos. The next thing I would do if I were you, I'd start making videos about the homesteading. I would start, because you're doing it anyway. Whatever it is you're doing, just record yourself.
I already have some. So
yeah, so just,
good point.
Because that's an easy one. You don't have to have a studio. You don't have to have special equipment. You just need a tripod to put your camera on and turn it on the video and just video yourself. And the videos, upload those. And again, upload them into Vimeo, upload those into YouTube, and then upload those into your Teachable.
Jeez.
So your membership, because now you can restrict them over on YouTube and Vimeo. You could make them unlisted to where folks have to join your membership to get them.
Oh.
So you could make some free ones that are advertising type videos, you know, mm-hmm. little snippets. But the ones when, especially like in your homesteading, if you're saying today, I'm going to show you how to XYZ. Well, that has value because there's a whole bunch of people out there that want to know how to do XYZ. And so you can now market a little snippet of that video showing here are the ingredients. And now I'm going to show you how to put it together. If you want to learn more, click here and join the membership. What? I've got those ingredients. I do want to know how to put it together. So I'm joining this membership so I can see the whole video. And so you can create tons of value and a membership site right in Teachable.
So it says Learn World. Is that the name of the website, Teachable?
No, I just ask what was the pricing for Teachable. And so this this is somebody that just did a blog post about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, if I go to Teachable, here's pricing right on Teachable.
Okay.
Gotcha. Teachable.com. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I... Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. I think this is a great place to start.
So that's the first thing I would do is think about the stuff that you're doing already. You see what I mean? Think about what you're already doing, the homesteading. Just create some videos to put on your platform. Save them up. And you're saving them in YouTube already.
Right, exactly.
But you have very little way to monetize them while they're sitting in YouTube.
Yeah. And because I've been goofing how people get to see them, they're not being seen.
Well, because you're not marketing them out across your social media.
Right.
People don't know to go to YouTube and search for you until you have some links out there so people can go, oh yeah, I want to watch that.
So that's another reason to do the link tree, because that way I have everything together in one spot. And I need to add.
You could link them to Melaleuca. You could link them to your homesteading blog. You could link them to your YouTube channel. You could link them right off of Linktree. That's why Linktree makes it works well as a business card.
Yes, it does. And I'm seeing that even from today, seeing how important it is more and more of what you're saying. So.
And as soon as somebody gives you their phone number, see, now you're going to save them right into your phone. And so now you have them to do your follow-up.
Right.
So then it's going to be so much easier for you to put together a little, and again, make it personable, but make a little form letter, save it. Now, my favorite lately is Google Docs. I love Google Docs because it's free and it comes up on all my devices. I don't have to pay for anything to get to Google Docs. And so I put together a little form letter. It's like when my guests check in, they get a form letter. Well, it sounds like I sent them a personal note. But if they've ever been with me more than once, they realize they're getting the same form letter. It's just a form letter. You know, thank you so much for booking at the Caraway Guest House. We love to host you. We're glad that you're here. You know, here's what you need to know during your stay. And so it's just a little welcome letter. You could do a form letter. So for everybody that you meet, that you give out your link tree, now that you've got their phone number right in your phone, you could send them a little text that maybe you send to everybody. It might say the same thing. You could say, thank you so much. I really appreciated meeting you today. You know, we should meet up and have coffee. But in the meantime, here is my meetup, Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks, that I would love to have you join us. Or you could even create one that says, I'm looking for folks to interview. Remember, you're always about them. It's not about you. It's always about them. So you could send a text that says, I'm looking to promote businesses in the area and I would love to promote you. Would you be interested in being interviewed on my podcast? I would love to show folks, what it is you have to offer. See, you're helping them grow their business.
Yep, I do. And I'm just going to give you a compliment here. I love the way you can just say things right off the top of your head.
That wasn't always the case.
I know.
I used to look at Carrie and say, how does he do that? How does he just,
It must just come with time.
Practice
and knowledge. At least knowing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, I need to let you go and I need to get going. So thanks so much for your help today. I really appreciate it.
Well, I love that you gals tapped in. I hope I brought some value. I hope I've inspired you. I hope that it makes you feel like you want to get busy and do your next step.
Yes. Thank you so much. Bye, Ruth.
Ruth, any last comments before we go?
And you're on mute.
There she is.
I turned it off again. Tom was up here. I don't think so. I've got a lot to think about. And Kathy, I may reach out to you offline.
Me too.
Sure. Absolutely. Anytime. I love it. All right. Well, we'll see everybody later. Bye.